The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Share today is a very personal journey I went through in the last 12 months during pandemic time. When pandemic hit us, I was still of the opinion that, you know, this is the time to pause, rewind and reset our lives. But I didn't realize how heavy it will be, what all one would go through. None of us were prepared, I guess. All of us have faced various challenges, different difficulties, obstacles. But the obstacles which we feel at a very personal, mental, emotional level are sometimes which we don't even express are the bigger obstacles which define us, which are creating the fabric of our life, our belief system, our value system, our attitude towards our own life, towards the people around us, towards the society. This time has challenged all those things, and you know, it's kind of hit the reset button, pretty much what I was thinking about what will happen. And sometimes it happens that it's very difficult to pause, you know, when we have not accepted the situation with open arms. There is still a resistance of why this is happening, why me, why us. And I think when you go through this entire period of churning and trying to realize the three things which I possibly did during this period which helped me. One was that I actually paused. There was a time when, you know, there are a lot of things coming your way and you're just going with the flow. But then there is a time when actually this situation makes you sit and ponder and pause and reflect. And during that period is the time when you go through this entire acceptance journey. It is painful. Acceptance of your own shortcomings, acceptance of the situation, acceptance of situation which is not in your control. Could be anything. And then the rewind happens because you are trying to readjust your new attitude, new belief system, invigorate the energy back into yourself, back into your life. And the reset button will only get pressed if you have done the pause and the rewind, because they're all interlinked. So if you tell someone that why don't you just do this and bring a change in your life, I think they need to pause and reflect before they press the reset button. And for me, it was done by, I think, because of my creative pursuits. They helped me channelize myself, channelize my energy, whether it is spending time with my son, sketching, painting, as you can see, or it could be writing, singing. I think I have immersed myself in so many creative pursuits that it has really, really put me back in order. You know, it has reset my life. And like this, everybody has this power to reset. We just need to figure out what is our path. Is it our path about sharing and then resetting? Is it our path about contemplating and then working on it? Or is it about introspecting, yeah, and spending time with self and coming out of it and resetting? Whatever route it is, whatever route you take, I think the end result is the refreshed you, the revised version of you. And that is what I think this entire 12 months period I think has been. And I'm sure most of us have gone through this journey. It'll be nice to hear your stories as well. everyone, welcome back. So last time we spoke about how it's important to pause. Somebody comes and tells you, come on buddy, just wake up and get up and everything is fine in your life, put a smile on your face. It's not that easy. Sometimes the situations are such that you really would want to reflect on them, you know. Some certain situations are an opportunity to bring that transformation within you. But the first step towards transformation would be, I think, is just the awareness that there is something wrong, something needs your attention. I think if you have that awareness, then the second step would be the acceptance of the problem or the situation, because, you know, non-acceptance would lead you to one direction, which is misery, and acceptance would has a chances of leading you to transformational journey. I can talk from my example. There are situations which have happened in life and they happen repeatedly, whether they are small or big, irrespective, they do come our way. And pandemic 2020, I think, has been enough, and more situations like these which all of us have faced. I think from my way of transformation of coming out of it is completely pausing, looking at my energy levels, looking at how my body and mind mechanisms are. What I really need to do at a mind level would be, I do breathing or meditation or relaxation or just listening to music or just creative catharsis by, you know, doing some creative activities and just resting the body, taking the adequate rest. And also checking the diet. Are you having nutritious diet or it's like lacking in some vitamins? It's also about just watching what company are you keeping. Is there anybody around you who's having a negative impact on your mind? Is weakening your willpower? I think that's another way of checking this when you're pausing. And also reading a little bit about the coping mechanisms. I think the more information you gather, any iota of help which you get in form of family, friends, well-wishers, anybody who is rendering their positive energy, in this pause phase would really help you to accept and move to the transformation. And the other part is that, you know, we are the microcosm which is connected to the macrocosm. Heavy words, but essentially what it means is we are interconnected. We are a dependent. We are interconnected with nature, with universe, with our, you know, family, friends, people, society. We are all interconnected. So at one level, we need to understand at a microcosm who we are. And second, how are we connected with this larger macrocosm? And if we understand these dynamics of, you know, whether it's astrology or planetary conditions, or it's about a certain situation, or it's about, a situation with a person or a situation you're dealing with, I think if you kind of widen your horizon, look from a helicopter point of view, you know, your view changes, then you have pressed the pause button. And I think I can just share this from my experience, but I'm really happy to hear what transformations have you brought in your life by, you know, pressing this pause button. How did you manage to pause? Bye. Hi everyone, welcome back. So today's topic is all about the rewind of pause, rewind and reset. So it's essentially designing your life, designing that new way of, you know, putting your goals, your belief system, your value system. So you have gathered all that information, you gather all the issues which possibly are in various areas, whether it is the mind, body, it's a physical aspect or your social aspects. So once you figure that out, I think split it into 6 parts or maybe 7 parts, which could be your mind level, body level, financial, social, community level, any bucket list which you want to achieve. Put it down. I would say put it down in a notepad, Excel sheet, as much as you plan for your business plans, your PowerPoint presentations, or your school or office projects. I think you are your own project and you are the CEO of your life, right? And there's no one else who's going to put that design or blueprint in front of you. You have to do it. It's like if you're not in the driver's seat of your own life, possibly you're giving that driving seat to someone else. And when that's happening, that's when the issues start cropping up. So this is the time in rewind. You basically get the control back and you sit in the driving seat. you put these 6 or 7, 8 areas of your life down and put goals for next 365 days, day-wise, month-wise. When you start seeing it in a planned form, that's when you realize that, you know, all that energy which was getting channelized in a wrong direction, which was causing the misery, you bring that energy back and that energy gets channelized towards the goals you have to achieve. So it's your goal setting, you're putting a strategy, you're putting a plan, an actionable plan, and you're setting out, day-wise or week-wise goals to achieve it. So you have targets to achieve. So, and once you've done that, you reassess it. End of the month, you reassess, what is your performance? And I think it's pretty simple because we all know about the secret, right? We all know about where what we think manifests, where our mind energy flows. That's what starts getting manifested in life. So if your mind energy is flowing in those 7, 8 aspects, which is all about you, it's all about your life and the construct of your life, then it has to flow in a more organized way. So yeah, this is something which I can give as insight from my life. But I'm happy to know, how you managed to rewind, how you managed to reassess after you paused in life. Please share back your stories. Bye. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. So today's topic is all about how to reset our lives. The third and the most critical part of the journey of pause, rewind and reset. So what is reset? So reset is basically about breaking that old mold, breaking the old shell jar, for example, and fine-tuning the rough edges. And what it also entails is that there'll be a challenge to our belief systems, to our value system, to the old attitudes, old habits, and the skills, the limited skills or the limited boundaries which we had created. So this is the time when actually your pause and rewind, whatever plans which you have put, information you've gathered, the blueprint which you've created, you have to put it into action. And once you start putting it into action is when actually manifestations will begin. And the proof that manifestations are moving in the right direction is that if you are in a happy zone, you are more satisfied, you are much more, available to the people around you, your awareness levels are higher, and also there's feedback from the people around you or accolades or rewards which you get from the society. It would be a long journey, so a little patience would be required in the beginning because there'll be resistance. You will see your old habits coming up. For example, if you want to start morning walks, and you are not a morning person, right? So you want to wake up as late as possible. But you have put this stiff goal of, I'm going to get up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, go for my morning walks, get my me time. That's something breaking the mold. Straight away, you are getting into something which is going to challenge your old, basically mold, right? So that's what I'm talking about. So when you are outlining those goals, start with soft, medium, and high zones, and start with the softer goals, where you would get some achievements which will get you a good feeling of that I'm going in the right direction, and then you start taking the more difficult goals. Yeah. So this is what your reset button is all about, and I'm sure by now I would have explained this entire journey of pause, rewind and reset in the way I saw it over last 1 year, a year which is going to be legendary, iconic, a lot of stories to share, a lot of things would have happened in all our lives. But I think this pause, rewind, reset, everybody would have done in their own ways. And I'm so looking forward to your stories. Please share, please subscribe to my channel, comment, share your stories, interact, let everybody know about, your journey and learn from each other. So that's it for this week. Please subscribe to my channel, like, comment, share. I'll see you next week. Bye.